By the way, let me give you a history lesson here. Part of the reason we started student loans is before that it was all funded, of course, by the taxpayer. So like when anything's free, people just wandered off to university to see what it was all about, to see if there was anything they liked and to just generally, you know, discover themselves. That led to a tremendous number of people never completing anything, and they, you know, worked out that tertiary study wasn't for them, because basically you're either on a path to uni or you're not. And so the idea of the student loan scheme was to allow you to go to university even if you didn't have the funds. It gave you the incentive to chase your dream, but you had to be determined enough to realise that some of the cost was on you, and therefore you'd better be sure to make it all work. Now, it's not been foolproof. I could name you any number of people at university this very morning who don't know why they're there, don't like it, probably won't stick it out, and they'll have to face the debt of that decision. And the decision and its makeup is part of life and part of growing up. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, Canterbury University has decided in their wisdom to hand out 300 scholarships to low decile schools to make university more accessible. Laudable, of course, although woefully, woefully misguided. Almost as misguided as Joe Biden's plan to forgive some student debt. Now, he's promised that and yet to deliver it, because the reality of the size of that bill and the complexity of who you give it to and who you don't is smacking him between the eyes as we speak. Now, the critical mistake in Canterbury's decision is the simple fact that university isn't accessible, because it is. It is accessible to everyone given the loan scheme. Just because you come from a low decile school, a system, by the way, so flawed they're now getting rid of it, doesn't mean you can't achieve and doesn't mean you can't study at a higher level. In some respects, if you think about it, it's actually condescending. Oh, you poor thing. Decile too. Allow us to offer some charity. A lot of people don't have the money up front to attend university, of course, the same way a lot of people don't have the money up front to buy a house. But both are investments and both are worth incurring debt for. That's what the loan scheme is. Where you come from is not a barrier to a better education or life or outcome, unless you convince yourself it is. Loans, debt, pressure, uncertainty, hard work, diligence, risk, they're all part of growing up, of taking on a challenge, of dreaming and chasing achievement. Handing it out on a plate because of perceived disadvantage diminishes the journey in life that makes it all worthwhile, because you did it by yourself.